Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. This is AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition. Tonight's hosts are Kevin K-Wow Undergaro, Phil the Thrill Svitek, and special correspondent Pat the Lamination Lambert. To join in on the buzz, you can call the AfterBuzz TV hotline by dialing 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro and Phil the Thrill Svitek.
Well, good evening, buzzers.
Oh, I can't even believe what we just saw. First of all, we apologize to you. We're going to come up 5 minutes after the hour, after the first show. But MTV threw us a curveball, did an after show of their own, and we felt there was just much more important information.
And I'm glad we did.
Yeah, absolutely. It ended up being a great decision. Wow. I mean, once again, I'm speechless just recapping this episode. It's the guys picking up girls. It's J-Wow versus Sammy. It's more Sammy and Ronnie drama. Just insane. Just absolutely insane. We should probably begin by getting our special correspondent, Pat Lambert, on the line. Do we have Pat?
What up?
Pat, what's going on?
How are you all?
You know, Corey,
are you ready to sleep or smush with me tonight? You want to smush?
Yeah, do I want to smush? Yeah, actually, I do want to smush. I really do. I mean, Pat, is it getting better every week? I mean, is this, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I was really worried that it was going to get boring, because all they really did is wake up, fight, go to sleep, and drink. And I was like, come on, my mother does that.
We can get over.
But now, I love where it is. I love the fighting. And you saw in the post-show, apparently more is supposed to happen. So something good is happening.
I mean, what do you think?
I think it suddenly got more exciting. I think the women are ovulating. I think it's like a lion hunt.
Well, I mean, but I mean, I'm speechless at the Ronnie and Sammy on the couch in the after show are like miles apart, and then yet we end the episode with she's my girl and he's getting better. Like, what the F? What do you
I
make?
Don't know what is wrong with this girl. Her umbilical cord should be tied.
Pat, back up. Let's not even, like, I don't even want to analyze her right now. Tell me, are they dating?
Who? Ronnie and Sammy are currently not dating.
Okay.
So you said.
No, according to
the blogs are saying they're not dating, that they're right. Currently promoting different, you know, career things.
What do you think? I mean, come on. Just end that way. He's getting better. I mean, like, it was like she started being drawn toward him by the end of the episode, and it seemed like the tension was more between her and the girls by the end of it. But it led me to believe, like, wait a second, are they still involved?
I mean, I just think the little relationship, it reminds me of Dina and Lindsay Lohan. Dina keeps saying, Lindsay's getting better. She's cracked out.
Right.
No one's really getting any better here.
No, they're not getting better. So, but Dina alone are always going to be mother and daughter, okay? So are these two, boyfriend and girlfriend, are they seeing each other? Like, you think? I know the blogs are saying no.
They're always going to be Jersey Shore-esque. That's the way I see it.
Okay.
Do you want me to get into it? Do you want me to tell you how I really feel about these two?
Yes, please, let us know.
I think Sammy sets a bad example for my children because Sammy's such a little pushover. Clearly, Ronnie is a player. And, you know, I live with a bunch of guys. They're all in the fraternity. Like, I get the player thing. I think it's funny, whatever. But he's straight up evil. Right?
Yeah. And how does this guy the doctor of deflection or what? Every time he's confronted, I've never seen anybody spin and use offense for defense ever.
No. I don't think he even has that much game. I think it's really, she is a weak girl. She clearly is told over and over again.
She is, but we've seen this before. You know, I mean, being a fan of the Real World for so long, I mean, I've seen this on the reality shows where the louder one, the more aggressive one, you know, ends up at least getting a side. And again, I'm agreeing with you about Sammy. I think she's kind of as Maria Menounos had said, boring girl, kind of miserable. We're seeing it. Just wants to lie in bed and cuddle, like. And, yeah, she's clearly, like, head over heels for this guy and just wants to be lied to, you know, because she doesn't want to lose him. But
exactly. I mean,
but at the same time, you're right about him. He's such a dog. But he spins everything. Phil, what was it last week he said that was his defense that we're going to start using with our girlfriends? What was the defense?
Stop leading me along.
Yeah.
You're stringing me along.
Yeah, you're stringing me along.
This week he had another one.
What was this week?
This week was, we're stronger than that.
Yeah.
When after the girls
come, who is this? This is evil. I really can't stand the way he treats her. I don't even know who I want to root for because Ronnie has actual personality, so I want to like him. Sam is just kind of a wet mop, but I want her to stand up as a female.
Okay, and what about even on the after show? What was his response after he was outed for cheating with another girl? Came home.
It was as if he had done absolutely nothing wrong.
He said, "I'm sorry." Remember? But then he said, "Oh, but it's okay."
Because I can admit my faults.
Yeah, I can admit my faults, but you can't. That's what I'm saying. Like this guy is amazing on the offense, and he kept going with it. And yeah, and she's. She clearly wants it because she just wants to be with him so desperately. But my God,
that's the thing. That's why I really can't stand this because it feels so abusive. Because really, the person who has the power in the relationship is the one who cares the least. Ronnie cares the least, and therefore has all of the power.
And this is contrary to what went on last year. Last year it was the other way around, and
yeah.
I knew. And I'm going to give myself credit here. I never bought the breakup. I feel like, it was very very ambiguous, you know, the way, like, oh, well, they just were mad at each other and they broke up on the finale or the series wrap-up of last season. But on this after show, we finally got the truth.
I mean, I don't know if we got the truth because like, look at the way that they were saying, like, I really think that they've turned into celebutants, and they know. Like, Snooki, they were like, oh, did more happen? And Snooki said, oh, there's more to come. Like, they keep not giving the audience what we're waiting. Like, I think there's a lot of contrived storylines. Like, this little note, I really don't think that they came up with the idea to drop the note. I feel
I agree.
I'm now feeling things are much more force-fed because I think producers realized it was kind of getting boring. They were just chilling out in the house, doing almost nothing in this little gated community, except for sitting, drinking tequila with hats on their heads. Like, that's boring.
No, well, I disagree. I mean, the situation, taking the blonde home, then having to eat before he performed, eating, having conversation with the rest of the guys, being like, yeah, I'm going to smush.
No.
Do we want to switch over to talking about the guys and the girls, or I think we still have some more stuff we should cover about Sammy, right? Because I think Pat, we talked on the commercial break, you're onto something with the guys and the girls and the smushing. But before we get into that, you know, with in terms of Sammy and Ronnie, like where does it go?
I think the storyline has, to me, it reminds me, I used to think it was a really vested story. I used to think there was something to it. But now I just see it kind of as one of those superficial high school romances that really, like, all that happens is the girls, like Sammy, just talks to this girl at work, and then talks to this girl in the corner,
right.
And then talks
that's
to
right.
this girl.
The fight at the keg party, the making up at the locker, like just
exactly.
Yeah, just,
it reminds me of high school in a even more boring setting with weirder colors on the frames, you know.
Right.
So
no,
that's why Sammy to me. She makes me yawn, but it makes me sad that she won't stand up to Ronnie, because Ronnie is really being what I would like to refer to as a douche lord.
He is. He is being abusive. You know what? Can we get special correspondent Ian Kaiser Sose onto the phone? I just got word he's in the AfterBuzz house.
Hey guys, Ian Kaiser Sose calling from Chicago. How's it going?
Ian, we want you to buzz in on this. We're going to probably keep you on the duration because I want your overall thoughts. But can you wrap up Sammy and Ronnie for us?
First of all, this show, if you had a show called Jersey Insane Asylum, I'm pretty sure it would be indistinguishable from this show. These are, I'm starting to think these are like sick people.
Ian, Jersey, amazing asylum. Why were you insane?
Honestly, I think a lot of it this week came from JWoww. I think she's out of her mind. I don't know where all this anger comes from.
We'll get there. You, come on, we're on Sammy and Ronnie now. Tell me, what are your thoughts?
A little more came out in that after show, which I thought was weird.
You've typically been in the Sammy situation yourself, right or wrong, in your relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been the Sammy in the relationship. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
That's so sad. That sounds awful. But
is
yeah, I guess that
true or not?
That's probably true. Yes.
Now tell me. So now you can give us the Sammy perspective, please. We're waiting.
You're right. It's like Stockholm syndrome. I relate to her, and from her side, well, it sounds like she has as many shenanigans going on now too. And I'd say for myself in the past, I was probably just as responsible.
You
now,
when you were drinking, yeah, I guess you would have had shenanigans. Yeah, I could see that.
It's funny that you bring up Stockholm syndrome, because that really is true. It really is like she's some jaded. Odd person.
She is. No, she definitely is. Definitely jaded. You know, and idiotic.
Like, enchanted. And I don't even get it. Like, Ronnie, I get it. But, I mean, Snooki was the one who told us. Vinny's the one with the foot-long Subway sandwich in his pants. So, like, you know, knock on that door a few times. Ronnie's old meat.
Watermelon into a pinhole.
Do you want to listen? Now we're getting into the guys and the girls. What was you wanted to this topic, you wanted to, what was the way you wanted to lead in on it, Pat? We were talking about it on the phone. Because we're just all about MVP smushing and how they're smushing with some people in the house, some people outside of the house. But you had another interesting take on it. What was that?
You know, I've never really been one to want to overanalyze shows that are basically enjoyable and superficial, kind of like Jersey Shore. But really,
okay.
What happened, I mean, it's got really strong content and cultural stuff, but if you think about the way that gender plays a role in everything that happens, like, how do these people show gender stereotypes? The guys, like, situations, I really don't think is as douchey as he acted in this episode. Like, I don't think the real situation, the guy before Jersey Shore happened, would have done that, and eaten the food and then had sex with her. And like, I think it was all a big act to show off to the guys, which is kind of that machismo thing.
Yes, yeah. I agree with that. I agree.
Right? I mean, I think he was putting on a show. I think Ronnie does the exact same thing. He puts on a show.
That's a Maria said about Ronnie. Yeah, the Ronnie last year. This is
yep.
Ronnie playing for his friends at home. This is Ronnie playing for the camera. This is Ronnie who, like, probably took a ton of crap for having a girlfriend the first season.
Exactly, and I really think it all kind of talks about the way that males have to kind of work in order to be powerful. Like, if they don't do this, if they don't lay random people or the hottest girls, then they're nobodies in the house, or they're less respected.
Which is why
I'm amazed they don't get any sleeping with Snooki.
Okay, but you know, there's a certain testosterone level that's high, particularly with guys that age.
Oh, no, I think they should be definitely having sex every night, but I think they're putting on more of a show.
The in and the out and all that stuff. Ian, what were you going to say from someone who's womanized for a long time? Ian.
Yeah. Well, I want to get your thoughts on Mike's kind of, it seemed like he wanted to tell Sammy the whole time straight up, and he was kind of being veiled about it. I'm curious, do you think that was genuine, or was that, or is there a secret motive there then?
Yeah, is that him trying to get with Sammy?
No. I think the situation actually, I think he actually genuinely cares and didn't want to hurt Sammy's feelings and didn't want to break the pact with the guys. And I really think in that moment when he was outside, he let a little bit slip that he was kind of stuck between the crossfires.
So he was being genuine, felt thrilled. What do you think?
I think he is genuine. This is, for all intents and purposes, the third time he stepped up this season to do something nice.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
And I mean, he is a nice guy. He cooks.
He's a family guy.
He's a lover, not a fighter. He definitely is that.
Yeah.
Why, Ian? Do you think it was more to get with Sammy?
Look, I started to feel the same thing. Like he is a stand-up guy, and I actually started to think that like there's a certain amount of irony that he injects actually into some of the stuff he says, and I'm thinking he's actually, you know, much more with it of how people perceive him and who he is than we would believe.
Exactly.
Or he would have thought to believe.
I think he does get the fact that he's now a character and he has to play up the character. And I think he actually could be normal if he chose to operate that way. But he plays up for the cameras and he plays up for the guys and he plays up for the girls. And he's essentially an actor, but I think when he has those little moments where he wanted to tell Sammy but was torn, I think that was one of the one genuine moments that we really saw out of him, and I liked that moment. Other than that, I thought what he did with that girl, who was not cute, or the tranny that he was on, I thought it was funny a little bit, but it really, I mean, if you guys had daughters, I know, who the hell am I talking like this, but if you had daughters, would you think it was appropriate the way that he... You know, she was clearly
You know, and let's back up the blonde that he smushed with. Like, how are these, we've talked about it before in previous weeks, how are these girls feeling right now? I mean, are they proud they were on the show? Like, what do you think? Or are they embarrassed? Like, I mean, I certainly felt bad for the girl, you know, for the blonde girl, but, I mean, what do you guys think?
I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing the Borat effect. You know, you have people suing because they're, you know, because how they're portrayed on television. I think these girls. I mean, I feel for them actually. It is pretty awful how they're made to look.
Right, and I mean, I think they're walking into it. At the same time, they're intoxicated. They see the TV crews. It's a chance of potential fame for them. Just like Angelina, she tore her way back in, and then you could see that girl was sitting in that bed waiting.
Right.
Like sad. She was broken.
Right. You know, I think this is me as the elder of the team. I feel like, you know, guys don't even begin to develop a conscience. I've talked to you about this before, Ian, until they're about 23. You know, and sometimes it's different. Sometimes it changes. But, I mean, other than that, like, you know, it's, unfortunately, par for the course, right? Maybe, you know, for that age group. Ian, once again, I go to you because you're the most correct.
Still working on mine. Absolutely, still working at 29 years of age. So,
I mean, I think they should be boning all the time. They're in their sexual prime. They're
right.
Pretty attractive, other than their butter faces. I think they should be getting it and, you know, smearing it as much as they can. But a little bit of chivalry doesn't go too far. Like if their mother's watching. Maybe she can forgive the fact that they have sex with people, but the way they're treating all of these girls, like when they threw around the chicken cutlet, I almost hated it.
Oh, that was awful.
I was laughing, and then they cut to the girl, and she clearly like is fixing her bra. It was like a little girl in middle school who had suddenly got her period for the first time and everyone pointed and laughed. Right. It was awful for me. I felt bad.
I do too, and you know now, like again, these people watching it now—it's just, it can't be good. And I think, Ian, you're onto something. You know, there could be the Borat effect. There could be lawsuits and things like that. You know, at this point, but you know, they signed that darn release. Like, you know, like, does that indemnify them?
They're completely inebriated. They signed it, by the way. They're probably asset signed on the spot. So I mean.
If you're inebriated and you drive and you kill somebody, you're just as responsible. So
right.
At the same time, if this wasn't happening, I'd be bored as hell. So I'm kind of happy it is.
So, but okay. So we're Ronnie and Sammy, we just talked about the situation smushing, like, but let's talk about, I had written down earlier watching that Ronnie, you know, Paulie Dean, you know, no smushing really this season, and then all of a sudden, we're teased, you know, at the end, it's that he's playing around a little bit with Angeline, and, you know, we know, like, next week he's going to supposedly meet the girl of his dreams, and then Vinny with Snooki, and then, of course, we find out more personal information that probably we didn't need to know about Vinny. But
let me step in on that. By the way, after Vinny hooks up with Snooki, what does he get? He gets an eye infection. Coincidence?
Pink eye.
No, but it wasn't pink eye.
It was not pink eye, but it was something.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm sorry, how many times do you get an eye infection from vagina?
Thank you, Pat.
Unless that thing is like, you know, filled with tentacles, I've never heard of eye infections from it. So I think maybe the two weren't related. But it definitely is karma.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I guess it was. But him, he didn't do anything wrong. But then we have Vinny with the little situation. Right?
Oh, yeah, the situation's sister. I'm excited for this. I like when they introduce new people because I'm kind of getting a little, like, over, because this house incest thing, like, I'm glad that they're almost branching out, because now they're kind of in this weird place, but they don't know what to do with themselves, so they just sleep around with each other.
Pat, I completely disagree. I mean, I'm glad I like the little situation to be in there, but, like, I think this, I'm nervous because I feel like the show just, it keeps topping itself. For me, I mean, it was, you know, the all the fights and the things going on, it's just building and building and building.
It's definitely building. It's definitely building. I like seeing the new, I don't know, I didn't want them to fight. I think I was more satisfied in the beginning when they chose to hate Angeline and my original mission was to have her die. And now I'm a little sad that they're, like, fighting within each other because I liked when they were a family. I liked that was, like, the moral of the janky Jersey Shorey.
Yeah, but she's the poison now, you know, within of all of this. She doesn't seem to be, but she is.
Who?
Angeline.
Did you think Angeline was, like, at fault? Because Vinny apparently blows up at Angeline, but I didn't think she really did anything wrong.
You know what I think, Pat? I think editing probably took away many more of the buttons Angeline had been pushing. Because we know
why would they take it away, though? Wouldn't they want those to be in it?
Yeah, you're right. Like, but how much show can you have? Right? And editing-wise, like, no, we'll just get it. I mean, it doesn't necessarily make the show any better. We already know Angeline for what she is, but I feel like that doesn't seem like Vinny. Ian, go ahead.
It definitely does not seem like Vinny.
Right. So, I mean, I feel like it was like Angeline's been pushing those buttons, and it was like, he probably overreacted to that particular thing. But, Ian, what were you going to say?
No, I think Pat makes a good point that they would have shown her pushing the buttons. I feel like this is very uncharacteristic of Vinny. I think this is him going off on his own and creating drama in the house. I think he felt, you know, his pink eye storylines and things like
Vinny
that only go so far.
That's the, I mean, Ian, if would think any of us were Jersey Shore characters, I would for sure.
How many counterparts does Ian have?
Yeah, well, no, this is sober Ian. I think sober Ian, sober vegetarian Ian, no longer vegan, Ian, is, I think, like Vinny, and yet you think that this is just Vinny starting trouble. Interesting.
Yeah, it seemed like for the quiet guy to create drama like that, it didn't make any sense to me.
But exactly, like Angeline, because I really don't think Angeline was part of the note thing. Like, I think she said, you guys are I think she made the most sense. She was like, you guys are the best friends with Sammy. You should be the ones to tell her. I don't want to tell her. I've just gotten back in.
She did.
And, you know, and then they did it, and then they're trying to say, oh, Angeline, you were part of this too. Like, I don't think they're right. I don't think JWoww and Snooki are right when they're saying she did it, because she didn't.
No, I think at this point, you know, I'll take her off the hook for this. But on a side note, just why always the sunglasses, Pat? Like, I get, like, the other ones wear at night. She's constantly wearing the sunglasses. And then even when she was hitting on her guy, Jose, on the dance floor. I don't know if you guys caught this, but for you DVR people, you know, check out every time the camera's on her, she looks right down the barrel, right down into the lens, and they have to, of course, cut away from her. It's like, to me, she's just such a goofball.
I don't know if goofball takes fame, but the fashion is clearly atrocious on this. So I'm totally getting into what J-Wow wears, because that girl looks good.
Who does? J-Wow.
J-Wow. Oh, you know what is an interesting thing that I want to bring up? Remember the one little scene where they're all on the beach together?
Yes. Yeah. Finally, we go to the beach. Right.
Finally, go to the beach. But I was watching YouTube, and
you actually see, but there were hundreds of paparazzi around them that day, because I remember seeing those pictures in People magazine on Perez.
And it was
okay. It's so interesting how the show plays that fine line of acting like they're not famous. And I realized it even more with those aerial shots in their little compound. Well,
right.
Like the compound and the jacuzzi and all that, how the gate must be 10, 12 feet tall around the whole place.
Because
it just set in even more that I'm less believing the genuine part of the show.
Really?
I was into it, but now I don't know what's up. Jersey Shore is doing something to me.
Okay, listen. Let's have a special segment. We'll get into that later. But let's talk about last of our special topics, J-Wow versus Sammy.
Yes.
I mean, what are your thoughts?
Pat was just talking about how hot J-Wow is and what, and this is actually something I said 2 weeks ago, but I was so turned off by her this week. She took on the Ronnie persona, like being vicious and saying that I didn't write a letter and wanting to fight. Like, I don't know where the anger comes from.
Okay.
Then in the after show, yep.
Go ahead. No, keep going.
Oh, then in the after show, she says, you know, Ronnie says we've all cheated on, and she agrees that she cheated on people. And then they go to her, and she goes, "Well, if someone cheats on me, it's over." I just the kind of contradictions and the anger. It seems like a different person from who I thought she was in earlier shows.
My take is that when she does get angry, she becomes a different person, and I think when she simmers down, you know, she's much more loyal, much more straight. All bets are off. Go ahead, Pat.
I think she's an essential Brooklyn girl, you know, and that's why I really like her.
Well,
she feels very, very Brooklyn to me.
Absolutely, but what is your take on her as a person? Forget that she's essential to the show. We love her on the show. But what do you think about her as a person?
Oddly enough, I really take to J-Wow almost the most out of all of the characters, because I think she wants good things. I think she brings up valid points. Definitely is insane. Definitely has anger issues. But I enjoy that. And I feel like if I met her on the street, she would, like, look me up and down and not be nice to me. But if I made her laugh, she would be good to me. You know? I feel like I could spend time with her, and she would beat up somebody.
That is Brooklyn. But, I mean, also, it's Northeast people. Very, very tough on the outside, and then once you break them down, very loyal.
She's so, so tough, and that's what I like. I think I like that she's so loyal. And, like, Snooki, I really like the fact that the two of them are so together, and I realize that this episode, that really, the way that the third wheel really works, Sammy is clearly that third wheel, and she's been that third wheel from the beginning.
No, they're real friends. It's very genuine. And it's nice to see, because the boys are clearly tight. The three boys, anyway. And, you know, the thing I forgot to bring up is I think that Ronnie really, really dislikes the situation. Did you, on the after show,
he's like,
"Wait, I don't even want to say that, like, word, predicament, you know? Like, I think there's bad blood there. And I think it probably goes back to, and then remember, like, last week or the week before, he said, if it's a situation, I swear to who wrote the letter, I swear to God, I'm gonna get him or whatever. Like, he immediately went after him.
Yeah.
So I think those two.
I think you can see who the real friends are, and then the floaters. Like Snooki and J-Wow are together. MVP, those three are totally together, and it's really Ronnie, Sammy, and Angelina who are constantly flowing in and out of the like and dislike world between the groups.
Yeah, but
MVP likes Ronnie. You know, Vinny stepped up last week.
No, they do. No. Because so MVP's amazing.
MVP would take Ronnie in a heartbeat, you know?
No, they do. And Ronnie, Ron tucked in Pauly D, like, helped them a little. You know, like, no, I think just because that's MVP, that's who they are.
They're just, exactly. I think MVP are actually, this is crazy to say, actually could be nice guys.
I think
you
so,
know,
too.
You know, I feel without needing to perform
for the TV cameras,
they are nice guys.
I would agree. Ian?
Yeah, no, it seems actually like Pauly more and more is taking a big brother role to Vinny, which I think is really sweet a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But with Ronnie and J-Wow, for me, for people who are all about, like pride and standing up and being upfront about things, I just want them to, like, be honest and fess up. Enough with, like, attacking other people when they're the ones lying. I just want to hear them say, yes, I wrote the letter. Yes, I kissed this girl. Like, that's all I want from them.
We're dealing
yeah,
with
why did they not want to own up to that? I didn't think it was that big a deal to say, like, yes, I wrote it. Like, they had a million chances. I did not. And that's when I started to feel like, are the producers telling them not to say anything? Or, like,
I think you're probably right. Yeah, Ian, do you think it's shenanigans?
Yeah, it's hard to say. But, yeah, that's unless these people are sociopaths, I think it has to be probably like past being a producer's heir.
I'm getting the nod from Corey in the booth. Corey, come on.
Yeah, reality TV is not reality at all.
Okay, so you're shaking your head up with them being socio? Because I know you don't have the greatest, the highest opinion of these people, but is it, or are you shaking your head over the fact that it's not real?
No, I think the producers definitely have a lot to do with it.
Okay, but specifically, you think they said don't own up to the note?
Possibly, yeah.
I think reality is reality a lot of times. This show is getting less and less.
But there's an honest...
More and more interesting with the power of the producers.
Okay, but I also feel like, yeah, they put them in the pressure cooker. They create these situations for them. But there's such an, I feel, an honesty to these kids.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the show work. I swear, these guys, maybe it's a socio thing, maybe it's an Italian thing, maybe it's a Northeast thing, but you could put them in a fake situation, but once they're in it, it's almost like an actor in a role, but who gets too deep into the character. I think once J-Wow is pissed, that's it. I don't care if they tell her to be pissed. If she gets pissed and then the other one, like, acts pissed back like he or she's supposed to, I think after that she's seeing red. I think she's being very genuine. I think that fight was real. So, I mean,
I think that fight was authentic. I think everything after the letter, other than Suki and J-Wow not saying they wrote it, I think everything from there on was really genuine, and that's why it's exciting. I liked it.
No, and I think...
Oh, and when they fought, I was like, finally the show has a legit fight instead of some guy punching Suki, which we all were waiting to do.
But that was legit as well.
That was legit, you know? And I think what I liked... I'm trying to think about how they're going to fix it this season, because like we said, they just went to the beach for the first time. I'm really not getting the feeling of Miami. Like last year, it was so present that they were in Jersey, whereas Miami really hasn't done anything to change them.
Listen, this is a great segue into, you know, why we want to discuss why is this show better or is it better, and I will go right out on my limb and tell you that this is so far superior to any other reality show because of these kids and their chemistry. And I used to always come from that school of, like, you know what, I was the first one to say, if these guys are going to get out of line with their salaries, recast them. You can put a new bunch of knuckleheads in there. It's the Jersey Shore. They'll all go at each other. Next season, another cast. You know, I take all of that back. I think these guys have such a great chemistry, and I think they're just so honest and maybe a little insane, or I think amazing. Ian thinks insane. But that's why I think this show is so much better, because I think that these guys, like, whatever, like, veneer they have, it just wears off so fast, and we get the real people, whereas the Big Brothers, all these other shows, they're playing so hard to the camera.
Right, and those tests, like, I think I can really agree, because I was watching the show with someone who had never seen it before, and they said, why do you watch this? And I was like, oh, you know, I find it really interesting. I think it's funny. I think these characters are cool. And they're like, well, why do you watch? Because you don't see Miami. The shooting style isn't particularly beautiful. And they don't really do anything all of that particularly interesting. And I went, because I've fallen in love with these characters, and they've fallen in love with each other. I'm really, and their story isn't like, you know, Fabio or a romantic love story, but they do have that chemistry that you're talking about. You know, like, it doesn't matter where they are. They could be in the gelato shop, and for some reason, I'm attracted to watching them spend time together.
Ian, what do you think? Ian,
when you say insanity, and I might have said that in the past, but I think really what it is extreme narcissism. And I think these are people who were extremely narcissists before they went on the show. And I think that's what makes the second season as interesting as it is, because they have become celebrities. I think their egos are even further through the roof.
But you know what, Ian, it's okay, I'm not calling you out, but have you watched The Real World over the years? Would you consider yourself a fan of The Real World?
I watched the first five or six seasons. I watched.
Okay. For me, The Real World and even the Gauntlet and, you know, Pat, those other shows that pair The Real World, the competition shows. Okay, great shows. But I have always said that those people are the most narcissistic. You know, most of the Real World cast members are completely, and what bothers me more about them is the fact that they're not honest about it. It's all the fake I love yous, and they're all trying to be, like, philosophical and interesting. Phil, is it second degree, as you were saying, vanity?
I think it is second degree vanity. And for those of you who don't know, second degree vanity is where you try to hide the fact that you are, in fact, vain.
And we unfortunately, Ian, falls into this category.
Yes, and while the Jersey Shore cast may be narcissistic,
they're honest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And all these other shows, it's the second degree vanity. Pat, come on The Real World, all of those kids, they're so artsy and they're so spiritual and baloney. They're so self-involved. They're so narcissistic, which is why they're cast. And, you know, it's great casting when you get them together. And, you know, I know with The Real World now, right now, there's lots of fighting and whatnot, but they're not honest. They're all thinking they're really good people. Like, our guys are so, so honest, which is what I love about them. And we've seen redeeming things where they've cared about each other, which you don't see with ultimate narcissists. Ian, you just speechless?
I'm so hurt, but my ego has been so bruised in this conversation. Second degree vanity. Just thinking of all the things I've been called tonight.
You don't drink anymore.
No, we see the good in you, like we see the good in Ronnie.
Right.
You know, it's okay, Ian.
But let's not, look. It's again. See, he's making
it's
it.
Okay,
him.
Ian,
you were so
I'm an extreme narcissist, if you didn't know.
There you go. No, second degree. But Pat, please, because you're a fan of these shows as well. Do you understand what I'm saying? My take on this, like, yes, there's narcissism, but these kids are honest. The Real World and like the Big Brother and those other shows and Survivor, they're not honest. Well, Survivor has some honest people, but. When you go to the other MTV shows, they're not honest. I prefer honesty.
I'm falling in love with them awkwardly enough. You know, Snooki, she really is a star to me. Like, I would actually want to meet her. It's weird. Like, why? But it's true. I somehow have fallen in love with these people.
She is almost like a twisted version of, like, Lucille Ball in some strange way, like, with, you know, she's, look at her in the kitchen. I mean, I'm watching the replay right now. There she is almost burning herself with the vodka. I mean, you know, doesn't take herself so serious. Funny things.
People dog her and they make fun of her, and yet, you know, she takes it in stride. She's like, whatever, this is me. I'm proud of me. And if people enjoy me, then they're going to keep enjoying me. And that's why I like her attitude towards this whole fame thing. I don't mind that she's...
I don't either.
You know,
no, because
I don't respect the fact she's famous. I like this new world where you can be famous for nothing. I think it's genius.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think also one of the big differences between The Real World and the Jersey Shore is I think there's moments in The Real World where you can be empathetic towards the characters, but I think with the Jersey Shore, you're always sympathetic to the characters.
Yeah.
And that's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Oh, because I definitely cannot imagine being them. I definitely cannot imagine living that life or acting that way in front of
TV camera. I just can't.
I would love to for at least a few days. I just.
I think it would be fun. I think I've been to Cancun. I felt like their life before, but I don't think I really. I'll sell my soul to TV, but I really don't think I would be able to do what they do. So I almost look up to them in a weird way.
Yeah, you wouldn't make it for many. No, I don't think any of us would for many months. I think Ian actually would probably be the one. He'd be okay.
Throw me back on the saddle. I'll take to it like water. I'll be right back in it.
You'd be like in the Vinnie role. That would be your role. You'd be in the Vinnie role.
So Kevin, I have a question for you. You've really gone to bat for how amazing it is, but I wonder what character do you really love the most? If you love someone, and who do you really dislike and think is almost immoral or just against who you are?
I don't like Angeline because I feel like. If there's anyone who's not as honest,
I feel that's the easy answer.
It's
that.
Her. Yeah, but not for the reason you think. I feel like she is a wannabe. And when you said fame whore, it's like I know a lot of fame whores. I still claim to goof, but I'll amend it to fame goof. Like it's just it's not clicking. It doesn't work for her. I say her and Sammy. I know I do feel bad for Sammy what she's being put through, but just. Just a power push, not fun. I wouldn't want to be around her. The Fab Five I adore. I'd have to say if I had a favorite, it'd be a coin flip between Pauly D and The Situation. I love them. I love their spirit. They're really happy people. Like they're on the Sunshine Committee. They're not vampires. I love those guys.
What does that even mean?
What does that mean? Well, what do you think it means?
Twilight?
No, Pat. Pat, you've never heard those terms. What does that mean to you? If the one's on the Sunshine Committee and one's on the Vampire Committee, what does that mean?
I mean, one's out for blood and one's actually kind of genuine inside, and I can agree that those guys have a good spirit, and that's why I didn't like seeing The Situation do what he did tonight, because I like him and I want to like him, and I felt disrespected by the way he acted, but I still love him. I think he's a good guy. And I love when they cook meals for the family and when they bring everyone out. I love that.
Yeah, he what Situation taught me is I just like after you sleep with someone, just you straight. So you straight.
He taught me some more lessons.
Yeah, now. Isn't that great? What a great, like, outro. You straight.
When he was like, your taxi's outside. Oh, the poor thing. Oh.
Well, what is that?
So my question, have you ever been that person?
Have I ever been the you straight? No. Always wanted to.
No, or the girl or whatever. You know, the one who's like, are you done now? Can you go?
No. No, I haven't.
I have to admit, that's why I felt bad was like, I feel like I've been like the Situation or Ronnie before and I've been like, are you done? Do you want to leave now? See you later.
I felt that, but I've never, like, you know, I think we all have, right?
I would have ended up in, like, a 9-month relationship with the girl. It would have been, you know, just no way out. I wouldn't know how to say time to leave. So you got to kind of respect that.
Right.
But I mean, kind of respect. He was like, hi, hooker, time for your morning meal. Like, go outside. The cage is waiting.
But I think
what do you guys think about The Situation, his reputation, be it ironic or not, the fact that it's built on hooking up with girls and everything and being the man, the fact that he did come so close to hooking up with a transvestite, do you think, like, in people's minds who really have to see him that way, that'll affect his image?
No, not at all. And I'm going to now, let me build on that point again about his character. What are most men full of testosterone like when it comes to transvestites and she-males and even gay people and them coming in their space? You know, they're usually aggressive, borderline violent. Look at how he reacted to that. He was just like, oh, God, what happened? Oh, geez, I guess I got fooled. He was like, which is what I love about him.
I like that moment. And I also was like, was she for real a tranny? Was that definitely
a tranny,
or were they joking? Because I would love if that was actually a tranny.
Right. Do you think it was? I mean, the voice didn't sound that like it was.
I couldn't tell if it was, but it was really interesting the way he reacted. He was like, whatever,
Right.
It happened.
And his whatever.
That's so funny.
His cutaway, if you notice, it seemed like a live,
it seemed like a live cutaway. I mean, meaning, like, you know, some of the cutaways are like them in studio after the show's edited, but then some of the cutaways, do you guys notice, are like probably like a couple hours later or, you know, right before they leave the club, because you can tell whether, you know, they're kind of in the same pose or they've sweated or they're tired looking. And that cutaway, it seemed like it was one that they right afterwards.
Yeah.
So which to me was like very genuine. All right, so let's get into predictions now for next week. I mean, Pat, where do we go? What's going to happen?
Well, from what we learned from the post show, apparently it gets better, and then Snooki gets into a fight. So we're definitely going to have to study the fight. J-Lo and Sammy loses. Somehow Snooki gets involved. And Snooki wasn't really reacting to Sammy in the post-show, so something tells me that Sammy and Snooki fought. One of the guys must stand up to Ronnie and say something, but Sammy gets back with him. That continues, and I wonder, calling
Angeline, but okay, go back, sorry.
Angeline is on the backboard. I don't even know what the hell she's going to do. But Vinny and Snooki, it seems like budding romances are happening with Pauly D and Angeline, and then Snooki and Vinny, which were the two, the relationships I would not see coming.
Okay, but if you watch closely at the end of it, me and the Thrill seem to think that
it's
Vinny and Angeline hooking up in the back of the car.
Was that what it was?
I think so. Ian, did you think that too?
That's exactly what I thought, and I couldn't stop it. Like, how did you turn the fight that they had into making out?
Well, Ian, you're the most like him, like Vinny. If you were in that situation, how does that happen?
I guess it's all the anger that's built up that somehow gets transformed into attraction somehow.
Makeup.
I don't know exactly how that happens.
Corey, what is it in the booth? What is it?
Makeup sex.
It's makeup sex.
makeup sex.
Well, they were fighting, and now they're making up. Ew.
All
right, Corey, come on.
I'm excited to meet the situation's sister. I think that's going to be really interesting because the situation is...
We're going to get to know more about her? We're going to see more?
Because the situation and Pauly D, they come from, like, I'm pretty sure they come from Italian families. They're very family-oriented people. And I'm kind of excited to see that kind of dynamic, how they operate as family members and not just as, you know, almost college-style crazy kids.
He is not the... And I can say this because I have Italian blood. He's not the atypical Italian in the respect where it's like, stay away from my sister. And he's...
Exactly.
He's the lover, not the fighter type. So, we will see, the dynamic will be interesting, but it's not going to be that volatile kind of thing that you'd expect, which is, again, why he's special to me. Thrill, what do you think? Where are we going next week?
Well, Pauly D threw a curveball my way and met the girl of his life, and he's ready to go to Zales for her?
He's ready to go to Zales, which, of course, is our lingo for he's ready to get an engagement ring and call it a day.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
No? She looked like a beautiful girl. Ian, what were your thoughts?
Remember, he's the oldest of the group. He's 29, and so there is a chance this could be it for him.
Really?
No, I think he's got a couple good years left in him. The current fame, I think he's going to ride this for a little while.
There's no way. There's no way he's getting engaged. No way.
I think we're going to see, I think next week there's going to be the battles, but those battles between the girls, but I think those battles are going to go on. I don't think it's going to be wrapped up next week. I think that is going to continue on. I think that...
Definitely.
Sammy and Ronnie are going to continue to be the wet firecracker relationship. I think they're just going to, as you said, be the high school merry-go-round. And then the boys, you know what, they'll just keep smushing along. But I think that what's going to be really interesting is next week. I think next week is going to be, you know, for the battles with the girls. I want to see how it resolves. But I don't want to.
I want to see that fight happen.
Okay, that was the one thing that just kind of just bothered me. I said to Phil as the show began, I go, watch them. They teased the fight last week, and I said, watch them wait for the last minute to show the fight.
Exactly.
You know? Time to wrap it up. God, you guys, it was...
Too good.
I mean,
So I guess we'll spend this week thinking some more. Pat, you'll continue to do research for us, and we'll all be back next week except for Ian. Ian has holidays. Right, Ian? We're not going to hear from you next week.
That's a happy new year, everyone.
That's right. Happy new year from Ian Kaiser-Sose. Well,
for producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek and engineer Corey Sheehan and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning into the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com.
Okay, guys, well, that's it.
See you later.
Right. Hey, buzz you later, Pat. We'll talk to you later, right?
Buzz ya, bitch.
All right, we're out.
All right, love you, bye.